My name is Sunghwan Lim from Penn State. Today I'm going to talk about migration, assignment, and scheduling of jobs in virtualized environments. Virtualized environment offers decoupling of operating system instances from hardware. And created by this decoupling, virtualized environment enables migration of operating system instances. With these features, virtualized environment becomes the basis of cloud computing. However, these benefits come at a price. We have lots of challenges in virtualized environment. Among these challenges, this talk may focus on performance unpredictability. So why should you take care of this unpredictable performance? Because it may cause some side effects. For example, propagation effects. So when you have a parallelized job, the desired situation is the completion time of those parallel jobs the same. But when you have outlier, with some performance variance, this outlier is going to decide the performance of the entire workload. So you can say performance variance among jobs may create some cascade effects in all the related jobs. So this unpredictable performance repels many performance critical applications from cloud computing. So we have a problem. And so people have been considered for virtual machine assignment or scheduling to manage this performance problem. So what happens when you assign or schedule a virtual machine? So we can think of this assignment problem as we have a given set of virtual machines, and we are to assign those virtual machines to a set of physical machines. So we may have some notion of completion time of jobs running in virtual machines. So when you feel this completion time is not optimized, then we'll have a different assignment that will be more optimized assignment. So we can reduce the variance of the completion time, or we may reduce the total completion time of jobs running in virtual machines. Here, actually, we are going to migrate a set of virtual machines. So when a set of virtual machines migrate, this migration policy may determine the performance impact or the time to complete assignment. So we'll move in this way, or we'll choose this way. Or we'll choose this way. We'll have different performance impact and different time to complete this assignment. So let us look into what is a virtual machine migration. When a virtual machine one migrates from sender to receiver, especially when you have Zen-based virtualization, a pair of jobs to deal with this migration will be invoked in domain zero, both sender and receiver. So we have two types of virtual machine migration. The first is non-live, the second is live. In the non-live migration, the migration time is the same as downtime, during which jobs running on virtual machine is going to be paused. But in a live migration, this downtime could be considered as a negligible amount of time, but still we have sizable migration time, and during which the sender and receiver may have some significant performance impact. So people have been considered this total migration time as one of the major costs of virtual machine migration. And let us focus on the solid lines first. This graph shows the total migration time against total size of migrative memory. And when you look on solid lines, this total migration time is linearly proportional to the total size of migrative memory. And then we can notice another trend from this dotted line. We can observe that migration policy may decide the total migration time. This dotted line represents when you migrate multiple instances of virtual machines at the same time. For example, in this case, we have migrated 10 virtual machines at the same time. In that case, the total migration time is slightly faster than migrating 10 sequential migrations. These numbers are for 1 gig Ethernet, and the other is InfiniBand. But we may have greater performance impact. So let us look at what could be the performance impact due to a single migration. Here, virtual machine 1 was run in parallel with virtual machine 2 in the pre-migration stage. But in the post-migration stage, virtual machine 1 is going to run in parallel with virtual machine 3. So you can see that migration impacts performance. So far, I think many people will know these facts. From these facts, we can draw an emerging optimization problem. That is, you know, set of virtual machines migrates. How do you minimize time t and while bounding this performance impact? So this is our objective, minimizing time t while bounding performance impact. So to achieve that objective, we desire an accurate estimator of this time and performance, especially when multiple jobs are contend for multiple resources. And we have developed this generic model for N job and M resources, but in this workshop draft, I have just prepared a very reduced version. In this talk, we will cover a very reduced version of this. So this is the way we understand the performance of shared systems with multiple resources. First of all, we observe that total completion time of jobs may not be linear to individual completion times. For example, in a given set of jobs, when you assign those jobs into physical machines, then we mostly use bin packing or some scheduling algorithms to obtain this, to assign those jobs into given machines. In those algorithms, we have used linear relation to obtain this total completion time. However, in actual completion time could be smaller than this linear estimation because we have multiple resources. So we may, CPU-bound job will be content for CPU-bound job, and IO-bound job is going to content for content with other IO-bound jobs. If this happens, we're going to waste system resources because we scheduled as to that the linear estimation. So with a synthetic workload, we confirm this could be really happen in the actual systems. We have created two different types of workloads. From the synthetic workload, the first is CPU-bound job, the other is IO-bound job, and both jobs take 100 seconds. You can see that when you have one resource, such as CPU with CPU-bound job with CPU-bound job, IO with IO, the linear estimation will capture what happens in the actual systems. When a different types of job, linear relationship fail to describe what happens in the actual systems. So, however, the proposed model defactor can capture whether we have single resource or some multiple resources. So how do you estimate completion time? Let us assume that we have two resource for each job. This is a very simple case, I guess. With the loading vectors, that is access probability of each resource. And expensive completion time t of each job is given by this equation. So we can calculate this so far. And then this tau represents the completion time without other jobs. So we may need some profiling. And then this factor one from original completion time. And this factor represents the completion time is going to be expanded when both jobs want to try access CPU at the same time. And this probability, this term represents that the completion time is going to be expanded when both jobs is trying to access this IO at the same time. And also we can see that, prove that this equation is bounded by linear estimation. Actually, we can construct these loading vectors. I mean, if we can't profile jobs, then this model is of no use. But without resource monitoring, loading vectors can be constructed, and the algorithm is shown in the proceeding. Next is how do you estimate the performance? Let us consider the slowdown of job. We can have a variety of measures for this performance impact. But slowdowns, let us consider slowdown of jobs in the system as the measure of performance variation. Then we can define performance impact by this equation. It shows T is the execution time of job J with other jobs. And tau is the execution time of job J without the job. Then this term becomes the slowdown of job J. And then we have slowdown of all jobs. So we can calculate this. So we can at least have some guide performance variation. So let me conclude my talk. In order to construct robust and predictable performance, even if schedulers, especially some migration-aware schedulers. The basis of this scheduler should be performance model, especially model for shared systems with multiple resources. Based upon this performance model, we can analyze migration cost. On top of this migration cost analysis, we can analyze assignment cost. Okay, thank you.
We have time for a couple of questions. Questions?
So one question, Yale La University of Toronto. So it appears to me that you're assuming that jobs are completely independent. Have you given any thought as to how you would handle, you know, like an MPI job or anything where you may have actually, you know, multiple VMs running and communicating, and, you know, the completion time really depends on, you know, the other VM being up and ready to, you know, basically send a message when
it's under request? That's actually a really great question. I mean, here we assume that jobs are independent because in that case we are, I mean, it's easy to calculate the probability, but when jobs are dependent, then it's really challenging jobs. So actually we are working toward when jobs are dependent to each other, then how do we profile and how do you estimate performance. Actually, I'm working, and I want to work on that part, I mean, to expand this model, I understand. And also, like, I've done experiments with some MPI workloads. Then, you know, I found that, like, we may characterize the dependency of jobs, something like, as Damian said, like, the size of data transfer between those jobs or something like that, then actually we can calculate some time transfer to those data between the jobs. So probably that could be one direction to model such a job.
I have a question. So you showed the accuracy of your performance model for two jobs, and I was wondering how that model accuracy changes when you have more jobs. Do you have some results on that, or?
Yeah, actually, we may expand this model, like we can have more number of jobs or more number of resources. So if we profile more number of resources, definitely we are going to have more accurate estimation. But when you have multiple jobs, then actually the accuracy is slightly like decreased.
How much?
As far as we experimented, like, we have we actually tested manager's test, and then we obtained like less than 15% of error margin. So I think that could be tolerable. Especially when you have linear estimation, sometimes it could be like 100% error. So
how would you compare your research with all the live migration offerings from VMware and Xen and other commercial vendors?
Oh, that's a really challenging question. I'd like to say that, like, these are people that have been considered how do you assign? What is the optimal state? But in this case, we may need to think about what would be the what will happen during those transiting between states and other states? Like, if, most people have been considered, like, what would be the optimal scheduling, what could be the optimal assignment, but meanwhile, we are going to have some performance impact, and if we have to move or set up virtual machines, then sometimes that time could be quite prolonged, or we may have some tremendous performance impact, and then especially, actually those performance impact from this migration is really unexpected, and users of cloud computing cannot know like what happens in the system. So, because this migration impact is just performance or some performance impact due to the management. So, in terms of that, I'd like to talk about this assignment and migration. And then also, like, we may analyze the completion time or the performance impact according, I mean, we may combine the scheduling of each resource, but probably when you combine those scheduling or assignment scheme for each resource, that combination, I mean, how do you combine itself could be very difficult. So in this model, we can have some holistic view, how to understand what will happen when you have multiple resources and multiple jobs. When those multiple jobs contain for multiple resources, we can have some easy way to understand what will happen.
Okay, let's thank the speaker.